Ralph, we were just talking then about the speed with which this matter went up to the minister and came back. The first point is, as a public servant, when you get a directive down from the minister, what do you do?
We would obey the directive.
And what's your comment about the speed of turnaround with this matter once it's gone up to the minister, and then that letter comes back from it's ostensibly, it's got Ray Neal's signature block on it. We don't know if Ray actually signed it. The speed with which all of that had happened.
Well, it came back pretty quickly, and it's a bit unusual for the minister to respond within a couple of days.
So what does that suggest to you?
Well, somebody must have known somebody in the minister's office.
And it was Carmen Lawrence's government at the time. John Mataxis was the bloke who was in charge of the corporate affairs. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And his sister was Carmen Lawrence's chief of staff. Ms. Gillard was also close with Carmen Lawrence through Emily's List and what have you. In that circumstance, with those sorts of personal affiliations, does that give you some sort of insight into how this thing might have happened so quickly?
Well, with the right connections, it could have happened within an hour, I suppose. It's very easy if you know somebody.